Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Pressure at half court, and calling the play and bringing it now is Miller. Fires off to the left side, Halverson. Looking low, now fires it off to Terrell. Right side it goes to Miller. Again, they'll bring it. Quick move for Esser. Nothing. Throws it over to the right side. Bulldogs matching up. Person-to-person defense in the opening stanza of tonight's regional. Ball goes into the high post. Terrell kicks to the corner. Ball comes back to Esser. Esser in the lane creates a shot. No. Partially blocked. Tristan Peterson picks it out of the air. Gives it back to Holly King. King brings it across the timeline. Kirshner right at the half-court line. Very close to over and back, and there it is. She was double-teamed and dribbled into the backcourt, and it will go back to Highland at the midcourt line. Bulldogs fall back into the half-court defense. J.C. Maxwell picking up the dribbler. That is Caitlin Miller. Miller, crossover dribble, brings it off to the near side, dumps it down to Terrell. Esser in the corner, dumps it down low, turnaround shot on the way, and no good. Tipped back up by Sophia Terrell. Shot on the way, no good. Put back up, good. And a foul call. Sophia Terrell got the put back. Highland's third chance at a basket. And fouled on the play, she can go for a plus one. Foul is on J.C. Maxwell. So the officials will give the ball to the shooter. And Terrell will try to make it a 5-0 early Highland lead. This one in the air and perfect. That'll make it 5-0 Highland here early on. Bulldogs trying to crack the code here and get a decent look at the other end. Ball comes into Plemer. Back to Peterson. Taking it down low. Shot is no. It's going to be knocked down by Terrell. Terrell gets the block, gets the steal, and brings it back the other way. Highland playing some good defense, hustling back. And the pass goes to the right side. Halverson with a basketball. Down to the baseline, throws it low, turnaround shot with the left hook. On the way, no good for Sophia Terrell. Rebound by Tristan Peterson and the Bulldogs. Trailing 5-0, trying to get something going. Pass comes from King, picked off again by Terrell. Pass intended for the far left side, and Miller has the basketball. Great defense by Highland. Miller takes it over to the right wing. Pivots. Fires back now to Terrell. Three-pointer on the rim, no good for the Cardinals. Rebound, J.C. Maxwell. J.C. gives it back to Holly King, and the Bulldogs will attack against that three-quarter court trap. Back to Kirshner, lobs it across to Maxwell. J.C. into the paint, other end, knocked away, picked off. Kate Terrell gets the steal. Halverson with the up-ahead pass. Layup is good by Adeline Esser, and Ithaca takes a timeout. 7-0 start for Highland. 15:34 remaining in the first half. Area girls tournament basketball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Bulldog ball after the timeout. They get it low to Tristan Peterson, and she is fouled on the play. And Tristan will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. First foul on the Cardinals. Ithaca successful in getting it across half court. Highland's defense really potent. They've extended it length of the court. And the Bulldogs, it took four passes to get past the half court line, but they did it. And Peterson sinks the free throw. Bulldogs are on the board. It is 7-1. Second throw coming up. This one in the air, and it is perfect. That'll make it a 7-2 ball game. Highland with the ball. Caitlin Miller runs it across the half-court line with a right-hand dribble down toward the baseline. Pulls up, knocked by Maxwell, out of bounds. It'll come back to Highland on the far sideline, and they will put it in play. The Cardinals, Caitlin Miller does the honors, brings it in now, caught by Esser. Adeline Esser rips it off to the left side, gives it off to Halverson. Down low, turnaround shot from the post. No good for Terrell. Sophia miss. Rebound by Tristan Peterson. Outlet picked off by Halverson, and she dribbles it out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs, they say. It'll be Highland basketball. And the Cardinals attacking and forcing some turnovers here early on. Cardinals looking to bring it in play, and they will. Caught now by Halverson. Back to the left side, Esser. Top of the circle, just under 15 minutes remaining in the first half. Pass goes to the right side. Miller down to the baseline, knocked away by Maxwell, ripped away by Peterson, gives to Holly King. Defensive stop by the Bulldogs. King across half court, leaves it off for the far side and Kirshner. Kirshner lobs near side, Plemer. Plemer back to King, feeds it into Maxwell. 16-footer is on the rim, no good. Rebound Peterson, put back up, no good. What for? And a jump ball is going to be called. Bulldogs miss a couple of fairly high percentage shots. The arrow gives it to the Bulldogs. They'll put it in play. 14-18 remaining in the first half. 7-2 in favor of Highland. King to the corner. Kirshner takes a dribble, throws it inside, knocked away by Highland, and picked up now by Halverson. Up ahead on the feed and laying it in good with the left hand is Adeline Esser. 6 points, all three baskets on the layup side, getting high percentage shots. Kirshner goes to the left side, and it's knocked by Highland off the Bulldogs and out of bounds. 9-2, Highland's defense proving a lot here in the early going. Into the game is Brooklyn Dickey. She will replace Maylee Plemer for the Bulldogs. 9-2, Highland. Cardinals with the basketball. Caitlin Miller across the half-court line. Moves to the right side, feeds it off now to Esser. Down deep. Now Esser gets it back in the corner. Three on the way. Won't stay. And foot four. Rebound chased down by Sophia Terrell. Terrell down to Caitlin Miller. Outlet pass knocked away by Tristan Peterson. Highland going in and out right now. And the ball comes back to the top of the circle. Miller back to Esser. Dumps it low post. Sophia Terrell shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Kate Terrell. Kicks it back out. Miller. Nothing. Throws it left wing. Esser down to the baseline. Got away. On the way. Shot no good. But for a rebound by Holly King and the Bulldogs. Holly brings it up near half court. Slings it off for Kirshner. Back to King. Her pass knocked out by Highland and out of bounds. Bulldog ball near the scorer's table. Some early scores coming in already. Lancaster already leads Iowa Grant 20-4 in the first half in that one. Wazika Steuben 15-0 leading Seneca. Pass comes across the timeline and the Bulldogs work with the King. Thread the needle pass toward Peterson. Knock loose again. Celia Olson got a hand on it. And the Cardinals playing some stellar defense here early on, leading 9-2, not allowing the Bulldogs to get into the offensive rhythm or even any looks right now. Pass goes to the low post. Moving in is Sophia Terrell. Kicks it back to the corner. Three-pointer up. No good for Kate Terrell. Rebound by Kate. Up. Good. And a foul call. She followed her shot well and goes to the line now to try and make the plus one. So at the line, Kate Terrell with her first basket. Foul is marked on Ithaca, on number 11, Brooklyn Dickey. Her first, team's second. Maggie Kirshner comes out and Maylee Plemer is in for Ithaca. And Terrell at the line. Free throw is good. Nothing but net. Highland 2-of-2 from the line. That makes it 12-2. Cardinals by 10. Bulldogs on the near side. Dickey brings it across to Peterson. Peterson all the way down deep. Throws it back to the corner. Dickey now to King. Top of the circle. King now to Dickey. Feeds it into Maxwell. Down to the corner. It's going to be Tristan Peterson. Peterson back to Dickey. Throws it now inside to J.C. Maxwell. Her shot is short. Rebound by Terrell. No second chances for the Bulldogs, and Highland takes it back the other way. Pass goes to the left wing, held there by Kate Terrell. Airmails it back to Miller. Miller dumps it down low. That's Terrell. Sophia kicks it back out to Kate. Down into Sophia again. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound Bulldogs. J.C. Maxwell. Maxwell to Plemer, and now Holly King. 12-2 Highland, 11:50 remaining first half. Holly King down to the baseline. Tristan Peterson, baseline, throws it back too hard and out of bounds. Bulldogs making some unforced turnovers here, trying to get it going, and Coach Klang takes another timeout. 11:44 remaining first half, 12-2 Highland. WIAA girls basketball here on WRCO Radio Sports.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Bulldogs get a steal out of the timeout, and Maxwell is fouled trying to take a shot. That's a rare turnover for Highland here early on in the ballgame, and J.C. Maxwell goes to the free throw line. That's Highland's second foul. This one is on Caitlin Miller. Maxwell's free throw is good. So J.C. will get another look. Bulldogs get their third point, all the points from the line tonight. Maggie Kirshner back in the lineup. Free throw is good for J.C. Maxwell. That'll make it 12-4. Highland ball in the backcourt. Caitlin Miller runs it up the left side. Fires it down. Caught now just up to the baseline. Kate Terrell. Terrell moves with a left-hand dribble. Looks to the inside. Throws it low. That's Sophia Terrell. Back to the corner. Three on the way. Highland, no good. Rebound put back up. No good by Terrell. Blocked. Put back now by Highland again. Blocked. And Peterson tried to get the block, but I believe it's going to be called for the foul. So the foul is marked. That'll be the third on Ithaca, and it is on Tristan Peterson. That will be her first. Going to the line, Kate Terrell. This one in the air, and good. Highland, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. That makes it 13-4. Second one coming up for Kate Terrell on the rim. No good. Fought for. Rebound by the Cardinals. Put back up. No good by Olsen. Put back up this time. No good by Sophia Terrell. Shot up. No good by Miller. And she is fouled by the Bulldogs. Highland controlling the boards at both ends. Going in will be Miller to shoot free throws. That'll be the Bulldogs' fourth foul. Here's the free throw in the air on the rim and no good. A second one coming up. Into the game for the Bulldogs, number 25, Kelsey Coleman. Second free throw in the air, and that one is no good. And it's tipped out of bounds off of Highland. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. That previous foul was on Maggie Kirshner, her first, team's fourth. So Ithaca gets it, facing this tenacious D. Pass comes in line. It's going to be held there by Maxwell. Back to King. Flings it across now to Kirshner. Fires into Maxwell. Creates a shot up. No good. Foul called. Bulldogs go back to the line. J.C. Maxwell. She was there just a moment ago, forcing a foul on Highland, which will be their third. So Maxwell, the sophomore, takes a look. Foul is on Kate Terrell. That's her second. Free throw is no good. Maxwell will get one more. Into the game for the Cardinals, Caitlin Miller after a brief rest. And the second throw now in the air, and that is good for Maxwell. 13-5, Highland in the lead. With the basketball, bringing it across the timeline is Caitlin Miller. Miller moves to the right. Leaves it off now for Lily Terrell. Picked off by Holly King. Bulldogs get a steal. trying to move it the other way. Ball goes to Kirshner on the right wing. Down to the baseline. Peterson, 15 foot over the baseline, on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Miller of Highland. Caitlin's been up there cleaning the glass and gets it back now as the point guard. Brings it left side for the Cardinals. Throws it now to Brindley Ballant, who just checked into the game. Ball comes back to Miller. Throws it inside to the near side at Celia Olsen. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer. Good for number 10, Adeline Esser. First three of the ball game, and the Cardinals lead 16-5. King Peterson in the lane creates a shot. Blocked by Sophia Terrell. Cardinals get it back. 10 minutes remaining here in the first half. 16-5 in favor of the visiting Cardinals. Caitlin Miller down to the baseline. Caught now by Ballant. Gives it back to Esser. Throws it inside. Back and in. Nothing. Now kicks it out. Three on the way. Good for Highland. Brindley Ballant off the bench and some instant offense. 19-5 in favor of the Cardinals. 9:37 remaining here in the first half. Kings fouled on the drive. That'll be whistled on Adeline Esser. That'll be her first. Evens the team foul situation at four. River Ridge leading North Crawford 19-2. That's in the first half. River Valley and Dodgeville tied at four. Could be a good game tonight as well at River Valley. Pass comes in play, and now the Bulldogs set it up. Pass comes to Maxwell at the free throw line. Now to King here on the wing on the right side. Now drives back toward the top of the circle. Dickey on the left side to Maxwell. Turnaround 16-footer. Good. J.C. Maxwell makes it 19-7. That is the first Bulldog field goal tonight. Across the timeline, Caitlin Miller drives to the right side. Brindley Ballant with the ball for the Cardinals. Dumps it to the high post. Celia Olsen kicks to the corner. Cross court picked off by Maxwell. J.C. crossover dribble brings it into the front court and fires back to Dickey, who will set it up. Back it goes to King. Left side, down to the baseline. Coleman, 15-footer, good! Bulldogs are within 10, 19-9. Highland. Cardinals with 8:38 remaining in the half. Caitlin Miller across the timeline. Down to Esser. Esser throws it low, getting loose and shot it away. And good for the low post by Celia Olsen. Coach Josh Dale getting some instant offense from players that came off the bench. 21-9, the score. Up to the middle, knocked away. Highland gets the steal. The feed, Esser scores with a left hand. That's the fourth time she's done that tonight. 23-9, Highland. Holly King across the timeline. Brooklyn Dickey back to King. Feeds Maxwell, makes a move, fires near side. Ball fake for Dickey. Back to King, top of the circle, left side, Plemer. Back to King, moves in, three-pointer Ithaca, no. Coleman saves it inbounds to Dickey. Dickey, low to Maxwell, shot is up, blocked, but a foul called on Sophia Terrell. And that'll put Maxwell at the line. 7:50 remaining here in the first half. Area girls basketball. Present and accounted for, Mr. Greg Herps, the principal. Keep it law and order. Free throw on the way, and that one is no good. It isn't like Mr. Majeski back in 1979 had to keep order. Maxwell misses the first. And the second one coming up for J.C. This one on the way, and it is off the rim and no good. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. Caitlin Miller, 23-9. Highland leading. 7:45 remaining in the first half. Miller throws it low. Knocked away. Good hustle by the Ithaca guard, Maley Plemer. Nice job. It comes back to Highland on the sideline. Holly King checks back into the lineup for the Bulldogs. Coach Klang has rotated a total of eight players. Pass comes in play. Caught by Esser. Esser fires off to Samarin Halverson. Samarin now takes it back to Adeline Esser. Esser off to the left wing. It is Olsen. Celia back to Esser. Cardinals slow it down a little bit now. An entry pass for Terrell. Sophie goes up with a left-hand shot. No good. Rebound Maxwell. J.C. leading the break. Brings it across half court. Hands off to Holly King. Gives it back to Plemer. Plemer with a basketball. Pulls up. Throws it back to King. Holly with a basketball. Lobs it back for Kirshner. Off the screen. Maggie skips it now to King. King feeds Maxwell. Turnaround 10-footer on the rim and no good. Rebound pulled down there by Plemer. Back to Kirshner. Three on the way. In and out. Rebound Hyland and ripped away by King. Back to the near side. Shot blocked. Plemer shot blocked. Here's Esser taking it coast to coast and lay it in. Good. What a play by Adlin Esser. Gets the block and the two at the other end. 25-9 Hyland. Timeout Ithaca. 6:42 remaining first half in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Thanks to our sponsors of Area Girls Basketball. They've been along the entire time this year. It's been a fun school year. Driving here tonight, getting here, I drove in behind the Highland school bus and look across the countryside and you see grass and you see sunshine still. And it's an awesome time of year. You just want it to last longer as far as the tournaments go anyway. Pass comes in play and the Bulldogs take it across the timeline. Back to King. Just across the half-court line. Kirshner, bounce feed down low. Maxwell posting up back to Maggie in the corner. Three on the way. Good! 25-12. Hyland with the basketball in the backcourt. Samaron Halverson. Halverson to Caitlin Miller. Back to Halverson. She'll drive. Dishes off. Cardinals kick it back out for a three try. On the way. Good! Adeline Esser with her second tray. Boy, she's having a ball game tonight. 28-12. Cardinal, 6 minutes remaining here in the first half. Left side, Plemer. Plemer down toward the baseline. Cut off. Throws it to the right side, and then a traveling was called on the play. Broadhead leading Richland Center 26-10 in the first half. Scholesburg up on Benton 20-4. Wisconsin Heights boys leading Weston 46-29. That is in the second half. Pass comes in play, and Terrell stepping over the line at midcourt. That's an over and back. It'll come back to the Bulldogs at the midcourt line. So Holly King will put it in play now for the Bulldogs from the midcourt stripe. Fires it in. Kirshner down to the baseline. 18-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Adeline Esser. And the Cardinals up to the half-court line. They'll set it up. Celia Olson brings it back to Miller on the left side, fires to Halverson. Samaron drives with the left hand, fires back top of the circle. Adeline Esser, right side, Miller. Miller on a drive, pulls up, leaves the dribble, pressured, and it's almost knocked away, but now picked up again by the Cardinals, and they will start the offensive series. Left side down, they'll lower it down to the baseline. Shot of the way, no good by Terrell. Jump ball called. Terrell ties up with Maley Plemer. Hyland keeps the ball on the alternate arrow. Looks like picture Nate is here too. Must be a big ball game. Good to see Nate. Always does a great job with his photos. Ball comes in play. Caught now. The shot on the way. No good by Esser. Blocked by the Bulldogs. Tristan Peterson. And out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cardinals. The fouls have slowed a little bit here in the game. 5-4. Hyland leads in that department. Pass comes in play, caught now, and off to Esser. Esser throws it high post. Sophia Terrell is fouled by the Bulldogs. That'll be on Maley Plemer for Ithaca. That's her third, or I should say her first, and she wears number three. That's what threw me. Fouls are even at five. Pass comes in play, fires it in to Sophia Terrell, drives paint, leans in, nothing there. Fires it back to Halverson. Off to the right side, Miller. Miller looks to the inside. Feeds in high post. Turnaround shot blocked by Maxwell. Picked up again by Hyland. And Halverson starts it again. Gives it back to Esser. Esser over to the far side. Caught by Olsen. Back to the inside, kicks it out. Three on the way, and no good for Adeline Esser. Rebound pulled down by Holly King. King speeding along the right side for the Bulldogs. Fires to the corner. Tristan Peterson, J.C. Maxwell, low post. Shot won't go. Rebound pulled down by Sophia Terrell. Terrell back to Caitlin Miller. Highland leading 28-12 here in the first half, and the Cardinals with a rare mistake, an unforced turnover. It's out of bounds. Blackhawk leading Southwestern 19-13, first half of girls basketball. River Ridge leading 25-2 over North Crawford as well. Wazika Steuben 30 and Seneca 19. Bulldogs break it. Peterson shot from the low block, no good. Tried to tip it back up and couldn't. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cardinals. Just over 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. The Cardinals put it in play. Halverson now back to Miller on the baseline. Miller nowhere to wander, and a timeout taken by Highland. They lead it 28-12, area tournament girls basketball. Your way live tonight on WRCO Radio Sports.
Find the tools and equipment you need to get that job done right with Do It Best Rentals at All American Do It Center. Skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, post drivers and hole diggers, plus so much more. Lawn care equipment, flooring tools, generators, banquet tables and chairs, air tools and concrete tools. Don't forget you can save 20% on Tuesday rentals. Open 7 days a week. Get the equipment and tools you need. All American Do It Best Rental Center in Toma, Sparta and Richland Center.
All American.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
On the inbound, a wrestle, a tussle for the ball. It looks like a foul has been called on the Bulldogs. That will be their sixth. Foul is called on Holly King, her first. 6-5 Bulldogs lead in the foul department. 28-12 Highland leads on the scoreboard, and they're going to try to whip it to the low post. It's high and out of bounds. Highland with another unforced turnover. It goes back to Ithaca, and Holly King on the baseline fires it into Maggie Kirshner. Maggie brings it back to J.C. Maxwell. Now to the point guard, Holly King. King across the timeline, brings it off to Plamer. Now to Maxwell. Attacking low, goes up for a layup. Good. J.C. Maxwell makes it 28-14. Highland brings it in play. Halverson whips it left side. Caught now by Esser. Adeline down to the baseline. And now drives back toward the top of the circle. Halverson on the right wing. Back it goes to Esser. Esser moves. Fires left side to Miller. Back to Esser, top of the circle. Bulldogs still in the man-to-man, person-to-person defense. Ball goes left side to Bolant. Bolant down to the baseline. Move it is Miller, and she is called for traveling, and it goes back to the Bulldogs. So Ithaca gets a stop. Back into the ballgame, Sophia Terrell for the Cardinals. Sophia is a sophomore. Her sister Kate, a senior. Sister Lily, also on the team. Ball comes in play, caught by Maxwell. Back it goes to Kirshner. Plamer, right side, King for a three from the wing. No good. Fought for. Rebound by Sophia Terrell. Highland brings it up ahead to Adeline Esser. And Esser will walk it across the timeline. Back to Miller it goes. 28-14, Highland leading. 2.5 to play, first half. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update comes up at intermission. Highland works it to the low post. Shot is up, no good by Sophia Terrell. Put back, no good. Foul called on the Bulldogs. Highland just working it right at the Bulldogs' strengths as they have been able to cash in, crash in down low, and had a couple of quick threes here, getting it out to a 14-point lead. Foul is on Maggie Kirshner, her second. Free throw is good by Sophia Terrell. 4 points tonight. Makes it 29-14. Into the game is Izzy Washa for the Cardinals. second free throw in the air, and that one is no good, and it rims out. Rebound by Terrell. Kate kicks it out now to the corner. Three on the way, in and out. Rebound by Peterson, and a foul called on the Cardinals. Called on Sophia Terrell, which will be her first and the team's sixth. So Ithaca with seven fouls now, which will create bonus throw the rest of the way in this half, and Highland is one away from doing that, putting the Bulldogs in the bonus. Pass comes in play, sprinting up across the half-court line is Maley Plemer, down to the baseline. Moving in is Peterson, shot of the way, no good. Rebound Kirshner, back it goes to Peterson, shot is good. Bulldogs get another basket, 29-16 the score. Cardinals in the backcourt facing a Bulldog full-court press. Esser airmails it up, far side, knocked down, now picked up. Jump ball is going to be called between Holly King and Celia Olson, and the Bulldogs get the ball back. Ithaca has fine-tuned its defense now. That full-court press getting immediate dividend, and they're going to try to make it even more count if they can get a basket here. King on the left wing, back it goes to Kirshner. Near side, Plemer. Plemer airmails it back to King, shoots a long two. It's on the way and no good. Save back in bounds to the Cardinals. With a minute 30 remaining in the first half, 29-16 Cardinals. Up the sideline, Esser. Esser on a drive. Cut off now, keeps the dribble. Fires to the lane and a kick to the corner. Three on the way, no good for Ballant. Rebound Tristan Peterson and the Bulldogs. Back it goes to Maley Plemer and the Bulldogs with the basketball. Over to Kirshner. Ball fake for a three. Back it goes to King. Right side Plemer. Plemer down low. Maxwell. Turnaround shot off the glass and good. 29-18. Highland with the lead. Under a minute remaining here in the first half. Pass comes to the left side for the Cardinals. Caught by Esser. Esser on a dribble drive. Back to the right side. Olson. Olson, nowhere to go, back to Esser. Esser, just across half court. Highland has pulled it out a little bit. More deliberate style, trying to work for something, and a good one at the end of the half. Into Washa, hook shot of the lane, won't go. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Maxwell with the rebound, leading the break now. Brings it off to Kirshner. Deep three, on the way, no good. Rebound Tristan Peterson. Back to the corner, Bulldogs set it up. 18 seconds in the half. King, top of the circle. Fires near side, Kirshner. Back to King, left side. It's caught there. Now back to King, right side, Kirshner with 7 seconds. Puts it on the floor, back to Peterson, down to four. Maxwell down low, shot away, good for the Bulldogs. That'll do it. Ithaca makes a comeback. They're down by 9 at halftime, but that's quite an accomplishment. Good run here in the last 3 minutes of the first half. 29-20. Highland, after a hot start, leads by 9 at the break. We'll get you updated on area wrestling, actually more specifically Ithaca Weston coming up here at halftime, and we'll have more scores on the Phil Neef flip phone as well. 29-20 our score. Highland leads Ithaca in area girls tournament basketball from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Tonight we talked to Marcus McCauley, Ithaca Weston co-head coach, about the two wrestlers heading to state and representing the program, Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman.
You know, we've got one that has some experience and, you know, one not so much at state, but how do you look at it and what do you do to prepare this week for the state meet?
Yeah, it's always nice to have a kid with you that's been down there before. First time down there is kind of an experience for anybody. As far as preparing, you know, in the day and age we live in now, everyone records everything. So it's nice. You're usually able to find film on the guys you're wrestling, see what, you know, they're good at. If they got any big surprises they're going to try to throw at you, and it's nice that you can spend a few days preparing for that kind of stuff.
Could you talk about the season, first of all, for Nolan Waldner?
Yeah, I mean, Nolan, when he was a freshman, I think he had two varsity wins. But then he put in the work over the summer to go to different camps and, you know, do some off-season wrestling and qualified as a junior, won one match, but then lost his next two. But he's had a really good year. Lost to Krager from DeSoto earlier in the year, avenged that loss twice at the conference tournament and then again at regionals. So he's just, you know, looking really well, especially towards the end of the year here.
And Caden Coleman, as a senior, he's shown a lot of improvement this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, Caden's come a long ways, too, since he was a freshman, and he's really turned it on, I'd say, you know, since the Bi-State tournament. That was kind of a, I don't want to say a letdown tournament for us, but kind of, you know, we didn't have any day two qualifiers, so it's like, man, what's the rest of the year going to look like? And, you know, he's one of those guys that stepped up and was kind of, he was wrestling 215, but he was kind of lighter and decided to make the drop down to 190, and, you know, obviously it worked out for him. Placing second at the sectionals and qualifying for state.
As a coach, you know, you'd like to have more. I know you had Ashton Bennett at fourth, and, yeah, you know, he had some injuries, but certainly you got to be happy because getting two out of that sectional you're a part of was pretty big stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I've always joked since, you know, I was in high school, like, you make it out of this sectional, there's a good chance you're probably going to make it on the podium. And I still think it's a test that way. You know, Mineral Point's probably going to make a run at the team state championship. I think they had 8 qualifiers. Aquinas is always in the running. I think they had 7 or 8 qualifiers. So, yeah, to be able to compete with them and still get guys down to Madison on a regular basis, I think is quite an accomplishment for us.
So Caden will wrestle on Thursday night. Is that correct?
They'll both wrestle on Thursday night. So with the change this year, everyone's guaranteed 2 matches. So everyone will wrestle Thursday night, and if they win their first one Thursday night, they'll wrestle again Thursday night. But if they were to lose Thursday night, they won't wrestle again until Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. So that is a little different. It takes a little getting used to this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, the sectional coaches meeting, they had us watch. It was like a 30-minute video about the changes for this year, which I think it's good. You know, we're always talking how we can improve the sport and make it more friendly for everybody, and I think it's nice to see that they're trying to make changes to help grow the sport even more.
Co-head coach of Ithaca Weston, Marcus McCauley, on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the 2 most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Welcome back to Ithaca, 29-20 in favor of Highland. The Cardinals once had a 16-point lead, and now it's 9 at halftime after a Bulldog surge there at the end. Highland is led in scoring by Adeline Esser with 16. 4 each for Sophia Terrell and Kate Terrell, 3 by Brinley Bollant, and 2 by Celia Olson. Ithaca is led by J.C. Maxwell with 11. Maggie Kirshner has 3. Tristan Peterson has 4. Kelsey Coleman with 2. Ithaca has made 1 three-pointer, 5 of 8 shooting from the free throw line. 3 threes for Highland. They're 4 of 8 from the free throw line. And now the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Other scores from around the area. Broadhead leading Richland Center 30-14 at the half. Lancaster 39, Iowa Grant 15. That one is at the half. Also a lead for River Valley over Dodgeville 15-12. Riverdale 24, Parkview 21. That one is at the half. Belmont leading Boscobel 36-24. Scholesburg up on Benton at halftime 41-11. Again, Scholesburg will play the winner of this one coming up if they continue to win, and they've got a good lead tonight. That would be at home for Scholesburg on Friday night. That's a look at the Filney flip phone scoreboard, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. The second half is coming up next from WRCO Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Highland leading Ithaca as we get set for second half action. The Cardinals will have the ball first. The Bulldogs on defense. Both teams back with the original starting five. Pascom's in play and Miller with a basketball. Caitlin at the point for the Cardinals. Looking to the right side. Throws it now to Esser. Esser on a dribble drive. Nothing. Goes back to Halverson. Top of the circle. Left side Miller. Miller dumps it down low. Turn around from the low block. He's out of the way and no good for Sophia Terrell. Gets her own miss and then fires it back to the point guard. Halverson, who drives, shot is on the way. No good. Rebound J.C. Maxwell. Bulldogs get a stop. Down by 9, 29-20. Just underway in the second half. Plemer off to Kirshner. Kirshner, ball is kicked by Adeline Esser and out of bounds. So back it goes to the Bulldogs on the out-of-bounds line. Wisconsinites boys leading Weston 63-43. That's a final now in boys basketball. A rare boys game going on tonight. Pass comes up to the middle, and that's Holly King. King across half court. Now over to Kirshner. Down to the baseline. Peterson, two-pointer on the way. Good from the baseline. Seven-point game, 29-22, Highland. Ball knocked down, stolen. King got it back to Maxwell. J.C. going in and scoring. And the Bulldogs continue to run back. 29-24, five-point game. Highland has it knocked away by King and out of bounds. Great defense. The Bulldogs suddenly find themselves fired up and kind of playing the same sort of defense Highland was in that first half. Cardinals will put it in play. Adeline Esser in the backcourt. Brings it across the half-court line. Now we'll set it up. Bounce feed, right side Miller. Down deep, tough shot. Maxwell wrestles it away. And a jump ball is finally called. Maxwell helps up her opponent, Kate Terrell. They are both scrambling for the basketball. Bulldogs will get it back on the arrow. Down by just five. Brand new ball game. Pass comes in play up near half court. Knocked away by Highland and out of bounds. Sophia Terrell with the knockaway. Pass comes in now. Maggie Kirshner across half court. Kirshner, crossover dribble. Bounce feed now to King. King in the lane. Drops it down low. Gets it back. 15-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound Sophia Terrell of Highland. We expected this to be a close game, and now it's gotten to be again after a 16-point Highland lead earlier. Caitlin Miller over to the left side. Halverson in front of the Cardinal bench. Fires off top of the circle. Esser with the ball. Fires it down to the corner. Miller, nowhere to go. Leaves the dribble. Has to go to the high post. Turnaround shot by Terrell is up and good in the lane. Kate Terrell gives Highland his first basket in a while. 31-24, ball game score, 7-point lead. Kirshner with the ball fake. Maggie drives down to the baseline, gives it back to King. Down low it goes. Maxwell shot away, good for the Bulldogs. 31-26 in favor of the Cardinals, leading by five. They're going to break it for a quick pass down low. Shot is up, no good by Halverson. Rebound Peterson of the Bulldogs. Holly King across half court. Stops, fires off to Kirshner. Maggie down to the baseline. Back to Holly. Bounce feed kicked by Esser. Out of bounds. Bulldog ball on the sideline right in front of the bench. Holly King will put it in play for Ithaca. King looking, now launching it in to Plemer. Plemer gives it back to Kirshner. Kirshner on a dribble drive, right side, dumps to King. King on the wing, now drives down closer, gives and goes to the inside, shot by Maxwell, no good, blocked by Terrell, picked up, baseball pass for the Cardinals the other way, shot is up, no good, Peterson with a blocking foul called, and that'll put the Cardinals at the free throw line. Stops the clock with 15 minutes remaining here tonight. First Bulldog foul, this is on Tristan Peterson, which is her second. At the line, Kate Terrell. Free throw is good. Highland goes back up by six, 32-26. Portage Boys leading Richland Center, 15-9. That's in the first half. Free throw is missed, and the rebound by J.C. Maxwell of the Bulldogs. Back to Holly King. King across the half-court line, feeds it now to Maxwell. Maxwell back to King. Leaves it off for Kirshner on the right side. Maggie back to King, throws it in to J.C. Maxwell, down to Peterson. Peterson shot, no good. Foul called on the Cardinals. And that'll put Ithaca at the free throw line. Tristan Peterson willing herself to try and get the basket. And the foul marked on the Cardinals. This will be on Sophia Terrell. That's her third. This one in the air, and that one is good for Tristan Peterson. 32-27 Highland. Broadhead leading Richland Center in girls tournament basketball tonight, 42-16. Peterson with a second throw in the air, and it is good. She makes them both, 32-28. Bulldogs as close as they've been for a while, 4-point game. Ball knocked away in the corner, picked up by Highland. Esser takes it across the half-court line and will set it up. Esser back to Miller. Left side, Halverson dumps it down low. Creating a shot and getting fouled is Kate Terrell. She'll go to the line. Blue-collar effort goes in for the free throws now. Foul marked on Tristan Peterson. That's her third. Bulldogs cannot afford to lose her for any length of time. Free throw in the air, and that one is no good for Terrell. It stays a four-point game. Brooklyn Dickey has to come in now quickly for Tristan Peterson. Coach Klang will bring her out for a breather and try and hope that she doesn't pick up that next foul quickly. Free throw is on the way. No good. Rebound by Plemer. Plemer takes it back the other way. Back to Holly King. Bulldog basketball now to Plemer. Plemer on the right side. Throws it back to Kirshner. Top of the key. Three is good. Bulldogs as close as they have been for a while. 32-31 the score. 16 down in the first half. 14:05 remaining in the game. Adeline Esser, top of the circle, left side, Halverson. Timeout by Coach Terrell and the Cardinals. What a ball game brewing here tonight on the banks of the Willow Creek. 32-31, Highland leading the Bulldogs in area girls tournament basketball from WRCO Sports.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Highland used a timeout. We have 14 minutes remaining, and the Cardinals leading by a point, 32-31. It's been really like two different look teams. The Bulldogs could do nothing right in that first half, and now they've really done a good job of their defense in the second half against the Cardinals. Highland drive, shot is on the way, no good for Esser. Bulldogs rebound, and they can lead. Holly King across half court, stops on the right wing, pivots, fires down to Maxwell, back to Kirshner. Three-pointer for the lead, good! Maggie Kirshner gives the Bulldogs a lead, their first of the ball game, 34-32, 13:25 remaining in the game. Ball goes to the right side and knocked away and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cardinals. Highland basketball, 13:24 remaining. Ithaca with a two-point lead. And here comes the inbound by Highland. Back to Caitlin Miller. Miller walks it, now sets it up. Person-to-person defense by the Bulldogs. Right side, Esser down to the baseline on a dribble drive. Fires low post, caught, and the shot on the way, and good, and we're tied. Celia Olson with the basket. 34 apiece. Bulldog basketball. Right side, Kirshner. Ball fake for three. Now gives it back to King. She'll shoot one. Top of the key, three. Counts down the go. No. Rebound by Miller. Miller up ahead now to Esser. Esser sprinting into the front court. Lays it up good off the glass and down. Highland leads 36-34. 12:45 remaining. Holly King on the left side with the basketball. Leaves it down for Dickey. Dickey holds it up. Gives it back now to the near side and Plemer. King back to Kirshner. Kirshner gets it into Maxwell. The ball is kicked by Highland. And out of bounds, Tristan Peterson will return for Brooklyn Dickey and the Bulldogs. And Holly King will put it in play. First of all, coming in for Highland is Brinley Ballant. Adeline Esser checks out. Here's the inbound feed. Kirshner on the left side gives it back now to the far side. King. King on the baseline drives in. 10-footer is out of the way. No good. Rebound Peterson knocked away from her and out of bounds. Bulldog basketball on the baseline. 36-34 Highland. Holly King gives the ball a tap on the baseline, throws it in. Peterson shot, no. Foul called on Highland. And Tristan Peterson will get two free throws. She'll head to the free throw line. Second foul on Highland. So Tristan goes to the free throw line. In the air with this one. That one is good. She's 5 of 5 from the line. Foul was on Highland's Celia Olson. 36-35. Tristan trying to tie the score in the air and does. 36-36. 12-18 remaining in the game. Highland with the basketball up near the half-court line. Grooving it across now. They'll fire it off to Terrell. Sophie, give and go low. Knocked away by King. Picked up by Kirshner. Maggie on the near side. Back to King. Right side, Plemer. Baseline, Peterson looking in. Nothing there and fires it back to Plemer. Bulldogs to Kirshner. Left wing, back to King. King with the ball back to Maggie. Dribbles the basketball, fires it back to King. Bounce feed into Peterson in the lane. Lost the handle, picked up by the Cardinals. Up to Miller. Caitlin drive, shot it away, and no good. And knocked out of bounds off of the Bulldogs, it looks like. It'll be Highland basketball. And Highland will have it. Tie ball game as they put it in play. Caught on the near side. Baseline jumper up and no good for Sophia Terrell. There's a jump ball and the Cardinals get the alternate arrow. Highland will have it on the baseline. We'll get some other scores. Again, this one could be one of the tighter ones of the night. Ball comes in play, caught by Miller. Miller drives back out toward the top of the circle. Goes to the left side, facing J.C. Maxwell, gives it to the baseline. Nowhere to go for the Cardinals. Back to the outside. Now the end, now knocked away by Peterson, picked up by Kirshner. Great defense by the Bulldogs. And Ithaca can untie it, going to the right side. There's Kirshner, back to King, inside to Peterson, and it's going to be knocked away. Peterson grabs the ball, and a jump ball call. Bulldogs get it on the arrow. Belmont girls leading Boscobel 44-24 in the second half. Riverdale leading Parkview 32-28 second half. River Valley up on Dodgeville 19-17 second half. Broadhead up on Richland Center 44-18 in tournament girls basketball. Portage boys leading Richland Center 24-19. Ball left side, Kirshner. Ball fake for three. 11 minutes exactly to go. We're tied at 36. Over it goes to King. Down to baseline area action. That is Maxwell. Back to Kirshner. Top of the key. Three. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. Tipped away by Peterson. Trying to get it off the Cardinals and out of bounds. It'll be Highland ball. Wasika Steuben leading Seneca 46-26 in the second half. In for Highland, number 10, Adeline Esser. 36-36, Bulldogs extending that pressure. The full court has worked pretty well for them tonight. Pass comes back to Miller. Miller up the sideline, throws it. Now Esser throws it baseline. Nice pass. Shot is up short for Sophia Terrell. She is fouled and will go to the free throw line. Bulldogs commit their fifth. Stops the clock with 10:30 remaining. And, ooh, that's on Tristan Peterson. That's her fourth. This is exactly what Ithaca did not want to have happen. Sophia Terrell at the line. Free throw is good. She unties the score. Brooklyn Dickey will come in for Tristan. 37-36. Highland, 10:30. We go almost 2 minutes without scoring. Second free throw now is in the air. That one is no good. Rebound pulled down by Highland. Put back up. No good. And this one knocked down. And Maxwell rolls. And then Terrell lands on top of JC. They are both getting up slowly. And Maxwell is up and all right. Wow. Quite a scrum for the basketball. Going in will be Kate Terrell. She is 3 of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Highland leading by one. Timeout for the floor to be mopped a little bit with the perspiration on the end line. Lancaster leading Iowa Grant 52-43 second half. Some of these games are going to be close to finals before too long. Blackhawk leading Southwestern 46-23 second half. Regional girls basketball here at Ithaca, 37-36 Highland. This one in the air, that one is good for Terrell. Gives Highland a two-point lead, 38-36. Still a lot of time, 10:26 to play in the game. Second throw now for Terrell in the air and good. Highland leading by three, 39-36. Bulldog ball, they bring it across to Dickey. Now to Plemer. Plemer against the double team. Lost the handle and now picks it up. It was knocked by Hyland. Out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. Holly King will start it in play. Fires it in play. Caught in the backcourt by Plemer. Far side kicked by Hyland and out of bounds. It'll be Ithaca basketball again here on the sideline. Holly King will be the inbounder. Fires it in. Maggie Kirshner grabs it in the backcourt. Fires it across to Plemer. Plemer throws to Maxwell. Maxwell down deep. Nowhere to go. Fires it now back to King. Left side Kirshner on the wing. Maggie stops, leaves the dribble, fires it over to Plemer on the right side. Now to King. Now Kirshner, left side. Maggie on a dribble drive, knocked down by Hyland, and a ball that is kicked in by the Cardinals. Ithaca basketball. Broadhead leading Richland Center, 56-18. Girls basketball played at Broadhead tonight. Pass comes in play. The Bulldogs have it. Here is King. Skipping it over to the far side. Ball fake. Now back it goes to Kirshner. Left side. King for three. No good. Rebound by